Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Police are looking for the suspect in a horrific sex attack near Gracie Mansion. 1010 Winds' Carol Diori is following this story at the scene.
Doorman Hector Mateo said at 1 o'clock in the morning, he frequently hears kids screaming and yelling and horsing around. But the screams he heard this time seemed different. So he got his flashlight and went outside on East 90th Street.
I closed the door and I walked down where I heard the screaming. And as I was making my way down, it seems like the guy saw me coming, and then he stopped raping the girl and basically started running up towards York.
Mateo couldn't catch the guy, so we went back to the 19-year-old woman.
I found her in the ground. She had blood on her shirt, and she was obviously shocked and crying.
Mateo said it was a horrible thing to witness. Carol Diori, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on East 90th Street.
Major moves in a tenant takeover of a Bronx building. Residents of 2205 Davidson Avenue said they've gotten the city's third-party transfer program, and they've also managed to get 80% of the tenants to sign on. Edward Garcia of the Northwest Bronx Community and Clergy Coalition tells 1010 Winds these folks have been through a lot.
They have lived with horrific conditions that are a threat to their safety. And we have seen a business model from this property owner that has just mostly focused on making as much money as possible and providing zero services.
The residents are holding a news conference today to talk about the next steps. Charges for an NYPD officer accused of using a banned chokehold on a suspect, 40-year-old Officer Omar Habib, arraigned this week on charges including strangulation. Bronx DA says he was responding to a 911 call at a catering hall more than a year ago. A drunk and disorderly man resisted arrest, and he put him in a chokehold that made the man pass out. Habib's charged under a 2020 law passed by city council in response to the police custody deaths of Eric Garner and George Floyd that bans chokeholds and restraints that restrict breathing. Habib's lawyer says he will be vindicated. Morristown, New Jersey in the Metro Region final yesterday, earning a spot in the Little League World Series, a 5-0 win despite multiple rain delays in Bristol, Connecticut. They are the first team from the borough to reach the Little League World Series since 2018, borough president Vito Fisella.
It's a dream come true for the kids from South Shore Little League and their families and the coaches and the league itself.
And the Little League World Series starts next week in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania. Williamsport, Pennsylvania, sorry. And in addition to all that damage, there are the airports.
Frustrations mounted as people came to the airport only to find out that their flight had been canceled. Neville Chicago made plans to leave the airport.
They booked us on a flight on August the 11th, Sunday. So what do I do here two nights? New York is not my home. I'm totally disoriented out here.
Others made the best of it. Caitlin Jennings and her family from Santa Barbara were headed back to their Midtown hotel.
Yeah, they have space, but it's like Friday, Saturday night is really expensive. But I don't have any more family left ever out on the East Coast, so I can't knock on their door.
With thunderstorms and tornadoes in the forecast, hundreds of flights were canceled, and people were not able to rebook until Monday at the earliest. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
Now, at this point, the delays are down to the dozens and the cancellations are in the single digits across our airports. There are still some power outages across the area. The Con Ed is reporting about 3,000. PSE&G New Jersey has several hundred. JCP&L is a couple of thousand. And Orange and Rockland and PSEGLI are around 200. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest info. We'll get you through. Who stomps on an 82-year-old woman? Police are trying to find that out, and they want your help. This happened just after 7 p.m. on August 2nd in the Bronx. Police say a man and woman went up to the victim at East 212th Street and White Plains Road in Olinville, punched the woman, slammed her to the ground, and stomped on her, and then ran off. Apparently, they did not know her. There was no provocation of any kind. The woman was taken to the hospital. She is said to be stable. Police have released photos of these two, and they're urging you to call Crime Stoppers if you know anything.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.